Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Yeah, so in a very similar vein, Psalm 27 came to me, I think when we were singing, I believe in God the Father, I believe in Christ the Son, and I think we're sort of hearing a lot about who the Lord is, and Psalm 27 came to me, and we've heard sort of a lot of similar verses, even just from Joshua there. I would just read the first five verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Amen.
This is Isaiah 49. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have graven you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I've had the sense since this morning that I couldn't shake for us. That the Lord, as a father, is sort of maybe disciplining us in a way and saying, I've not forgotten you. You might think that I've forgotten you, that I've forsaken you, but I have not. The woman doesn't forget her child. Even these may forget, but I will not forget.